Well, we're happy to be joined by State Representative Mike McGurl from the city of Potosi. Mike, another busy week at the state legislature in Jefferson City there at the state capitol. And I guess the big thing is the prescription drug monitoring program. Better late than never. Looks like the House might get this passed, but I understand that there's been hang-ups in the Senate the last few years on not getting this passed.
Yes, it was quite a robust debate on the floor by the sponsor and in addition of the individuals that were not necessarily don't support it, but they wanted to make some amendments that even the sponsor agreed that it would have probably strengthened the bill, but they was afraid that it would possibly hurt the bill for further passage, so they voted all the amendments down on it. One of the amendments was it would be compliant that physicians and pharmacists participate in the program. At the present bill, they're not required to do so. Overall, it's not the silver bullet, at the end, the opioids and the prescription drug abuse, but, it's one of those tools that hopefully you add another tool that will help to alleviate that.
Mike, these opioids are a major problem here in Southeast Missouri. I'm sure you know folks from your area that have had a family member that passed away from overdosing on, be it heroin or just prescription pills. This is a major problem in our area. Why has it taken Missouri? We're the only one without a prescription drug monitoring program out of all 50 states.
Well, a lot of it has to do with privacy. They're really, a lot of people are afraid that the information that's acquired by the Department of Health and Senior Services, they're just hesitant to open up more information to the government sources on these individuals because they're not for sure how they could be used, against a individual. And the bill sponsor, she also had showed that, the federal HIPAA law had protected information and there hadn't been any breaches to that information over the years since it was started in the 1930s. So, it's probably pretty secure, but like you said, the Senate didn't vote it out of committee. So, it's kind of up in the air as to what's going to happen over there. Of course, it was voted out, perfected. That's when the bill is voted out and printed. And then next week, there'll actually be a House vote on the bill.
There's an ethics reform bill, House Bill 445, that I guess could go along with Amendment 1. There's been some things added in this bill. Tell us about that.
What we did was we gave approval to legislation that means that we'll make elected officials at the local government level to be more transparent and accountable. The bill will require the local officials, they're going to have to abide by many of the same ethical standards apply to lawmakers that apply to lawmakers and statewide elected officials, which is, of course, Amendment 1, it limits $5 limit on lobbyist gifts. You got to wait 2 years before you can become a lobbyist. And it limits campaign contributions for state legislators to $2,000. It's just putting more accountability all the way down the line, down to the local level. In addition, in there, we get this comment that we've changed the Sunshine Law. We haven't changed the Sunshine Law. What we've done is we've voted to protect our constituents' personal and private information that they may contact us because, not only, Social Security, phone numbers, addresses, you get constituents that may contact you because they have a health issue or they're seeking aid or a lot of scenarios where this information, it's private information and they don't want it on the front of a newspaper that they have sought this, reached out to their lawmakers for help.
This would be if those constituents do not want their name in public, if they wouldn't mind having their name in public, then that would be okay then?
I would assume if an individual doesn't care, that would be one thing. I wouldn't have a problem with that. But you do get contacted with things that have occurred in individuals. Another good example is somebody may have a family member that has a drug problem, and they're asking you, where can I get help? Where can I get some help with this individual? I'm sure that individual wouldn't want that information out in the public arena.
Now, how far along is this bill?
It has passed out of the House. It was a third reading, and we voted it out yesterday. Now, this bill will go to the Senate. And then if there's any tweaking to it, there's something that they see as being maybe a better solution, then they'll have a conference, a House and Senate conference, and then they'll iron out the differences, and then it'll come back to both floors for a vote.
You tell me one of your committees with the Senior Savings Protection Act, that's moving along. Which committee is that? And tell me a little bit more about that act.
That's financial institutions. Basically covers banking and investment. And what it is, it's a Senior Savings Protection Act, and it's to try to seniors, you know, sometimes they may be making investments in things that they probably shouldn't, penny stocks. And what it gives a help to is an individual, you know, a family member that could take and make contact with the Secretary of State's Investments Division and hopefully put a stop on some of these investments. And it also, if, say, an individual is being enticed by somebody else, you know, outside of the investment rent to wire money or send them money, then that gives the financial advisor, it gives him the opportunity to put a stop on that for 10 days. Now, they do have to provide written notice to the investor, and then it also they have to notify the Securities Division of the Secretary of State's office. But we also put in there, we did an amendment on it to take, and if the investor says, hey, you know, why are you holding my money? They have a hotline that they can call. This will reduce that time down, that they have to do it within a couple of days. They have to, and of course, it'd be business working days. They would have to either release the money or say why they're putting a hold on that investor's transaction. It kind of entails a lot.
Give us a little preview. Do you know what the major bills are going to be discussed next week in the House?
Of course, we will be voting this week on the PDMP, the Narcotics Control Act. We will be doing that. And we should be starting. The Budget Committee is still in doing the hearings, but we should probably for too long start getting some money bills for our departments as to how much money we're going to be appropriating to their various departments and agencies.
Mr. McGurl, always appreciate your time. We'll talk to you again next week, all right?
All right. Thank you.
And that is State Representative Mike McGurl from Potosi. It's our legislative reports on Regional Radio.